brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The news couldn't be weirder. Man arrested by TSA with Fourth Amendment on his chest. Says constitutional rights violated. Putin finds ancient Greek jars while scuba diving. And you say staged? Unbelievable. Sony is making a classified Bin Laden death raid movie illegally with the president. And there's calls for investigations. They've also changed their official story, saying the SEALs were sent to stop fleeing Taliban, not rescue Rangers. I tell you, they just script all this stuff. We'll be getting into all of that news and more. Here's another story. Drudge report drives more traffic than Facebook and Twitter combined. Absolutely. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Chris in California, welcome.
Yes, thank you, Alex. I wanted to say, long-time listener, a first-time caller. You do a lot for everybody out here, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. I wanted to say, first off, I got an email from my girlfriend this morning. She's an HR manager at a large outdoor construction home supply store chain in here. I won't name which one. I'm sure you could figure out one of the two. She's the HR manager there and has to watch these safety videos every month addressing kind of issues for the store to address. And this month's video, there was a guy in it, he's voicing over the thing, and he says, "If you see someone purchasing unusual amounts of some materials, such as a bag of fertilizer, propane, acids, pipes, pipe caps, and timers, contact the manager immediately." In the video, it's portraying a large black man with tattoos purchasing these products. And a week before she told me this, in our local newspaper, they published this article about supposedly harmless bomb control operations here in our small town, where they did it on a second floor of a shuttered warehouse, and they had a robot in there with a pipe bomb sitting on top of a beam, 20 bomb tech officers doing different scenarios of, it's called ALICE training, alert, lockdown, inform, counter.
And really what it is federalization training. They sell them on this narrative, then the narrative becomes gun owners, and people like that, and it's all about creating this illusion that there's really all these bombs going off.
Yeah, exactly. And it just, I saw the two stories kind of correlate together, and I saw through the illusion that, you know, these bomb controls are really for us, that we're going to go to Home Depot, make fertilizer bombs when we get fed up and we've had enough, and they're ready for it, and they're letting them know at Home Depot already.
No, that's it. They're not only going to provocateur events. They know as the banks take everything and destroy the country, some people will actually resist. And so they built the Homeland Security thing for the Muslims and Arabs, but it was always designed for everybody. And now they're changing the narrative over to the American people are terrorists, and anybody that protests is a looter. And they're selling that idea worldwide. It's all social engineering laid out. Great points, Chris. James in California, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, James. Welcome.
First of all, man, I just want to congratulate you, man, on being a spearhead in this war against this government, man. Because, you know, if don't nobody know what's going on, man, believe me, we do, man. And we appreciate it, man. I hear the frustration in your voice sometime, man, when I hear you talk about how the blacks seem like we're really not paying attention. But trust me, Alex, we listening, man.
Well, it's not only some black folks that aren't paying attention. It's everybody. You know, it's either folks are awake or they're not awake. But you're saying folks are starting to wake up?
Right, man. I'm a former gang member, man. I was born and raised in Compton, California, man. So, you know, if don't nobody know about the corruption, believe me, we do. You know, we know. We've been through it. So we know. So don't think all blacks is just stuck on Obama, man. Cause, everybody getting out of that Obama distraction, man. You know, we know. We know that, man, Alex, man, it's great to talk to you, man. You know,
it's great to talk to you. It's the same thing with white folks. Think Rick Perry's going to save them, and they're all going to get mad at me when I don't like him. Again, these people are all puppets. Well, John, keep spreading the word, or James, keep spreading the word out there in California. God bless you. Call back again. I'm moving quick here. John in California, Justin, Michael, you're coming up next. But first, for about 10 minutes, we've got a great activist on who really caused a stir in New York. Stay with us.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, the Prime Minister of England suggests purple rain for rioters. Spring dye on them so they can be targeted later. That was pioneered by apartheid South Africa. UK riots, government moles, kill switch for Twitter and Facebook, army on the streets. So Twitter refused to shut down the accounts of people actually calling for crimes and violence individually. So now you see everybody gets to have their basic rights taken for no reason. That's why they let terrorists attack us. That's why they finance terrorists to attack us. That's why corporations stage terror attacks. Government has been caught over and over again doing it. And then you're looked at like you're crazy or you're somehow bad if you point out that government stands to gain from terror as a pretext to take our liberties. Also, feds send terrorist handout to military surplus stores. Kurt Nimmo's got an article on that. We'll tell you more about what that means. That's right. They're saying that you're basically a terrorist if you go to the army surplus store. Amazon disarms Brits by banning self-defense items like baseball bats because record sales of baseball bats were made in England, predominantly over Amazon, with people seeking to defend themselves. That's just some of the news as well. Also, the videos are being released from Chicago and Milwaukee and other areas, and they are showing that many of these are racial attacks that are happening. And people are so politically correct that you're not supposed to talk about the fact that there is some uptick in black-on-white violence. We need to ask, why is that happening? We need to point out that that's wrong, just like when white gangs from time to time have attacked groups of black people. It needs to be decried, just like the mayor of Philadelphia said, who is black. He came out and said it was wrong. But if you won't criticize it and the police won't do anything about it, it will get out of control. I'll guarantee you, you can go find white gangs in America that if they were allowed to go out and beat up black people, they would go out and do it. See, if it's seen as okay to attack a certain group, it's done. That's why for decades, gays have been, quote, rolled. All over the country, folks will go to areas where gays congregate and beat them and rob them because, well, they're gays, so they deserve to be attacked. And that's why they call for hate crime laws. Well, no, if you just enforce the law that assaulting anyone is a serious crime, if it's not in self-defense, you don't need a thought crime law. But see, under political correctness, if you attack a, quote, protected group, then they throw the book at you. But if it's blacks attacking whites, then nothing's done, and it's being green-lighted. And so now that's being confirmed. I want to get into that a little bit more later. Also, continuing with some of the news here, we've got incredible financial news coming out. Trade deficit soars to highest since 2008. Jobless, 395,000 last week, updated to 420,000. It is absolutely incredible what's happening right now, and it's all at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and also DrudgeReport.com. Now, I wanted to spend a segment or two with our next guest, and we've got his video posted at InfoWars.com. If you're a radio listener, we're going to play some of it here in a moment for audio listeners to hear it, but also for viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv to see it. Danny Panzella is an example of someone actually targeting the real criminals, not going and burning down a warehouse or a furniture store, not carjacking someone, but actually going and peacefully protesting the private Federal Reserve parasite in New York City. And that's why it's come out now that the Pentagon, Homeland Security, is watching and tracking anyone that criticizes the Federal Reserve as a chilling effect, and deploying police and even military in some cases at In the Fed peaceful rallies. This goes back 3 years. We cover it in my film, The Obama Deception. Danny, a few days before he went down there, called for a protest at the New York Fed. Now, because he's an activist who has a small site, it didn't get a big response. He was the only person, an army of one, who showed up with his child in the baby stroller. And he walked up, and they had police every 5 feet. You can watch the video at InfoWars.com in the 9/11 section, in the banking section. In fact, I forget what section it's in. Here's the headline if you want to find it. Police surround New York Federal Reserve after In the Fed flash mob Facebook post. Danny Panzella, True Squad TV. So that's how you can find it right there. Now, this is an example of how all over the United States, L.A. riots, Katrina, examples decades ago or just 5 years ago, you will see the police not show up, the military not show up, when it's a big political event, they're ordered to stand down. Now, if you're being mugged at your house, cops a lot of times show up really quick. Sometimes they can't. That's why you need a Second Amendment to defend yourself. But the issue here is that when it's the Federal Reserve, the real criminal, fraudster, hijacker, owners of America, they do show up, and it's an incredible image of the giant Federal Reserve building in New York, built like a fortress with giant bars on the windows, had police every 5 feet all the way around it, and Danny comes up and says, "Why are you here?" And they say, "Oh, there was going to be a flash mob, but nobody showed up." And then Danny laughs and goes ahead and hands out his flyers. So the issue is, this is the real establishment. This is who needs to be identified. Not their puppet Obama, not their puppet Mitt Romney, their puppet George W. Bush, James Cameron, Merkel, Barroso, Rumpy. We need to talk about the real criminals, the people that have engineered this global collapse to re-engineer society. Danny, I've got to salute what you did because it turned into a big deal online. Hundreds of thousands have seen it, watched it. You failed in getting anybody to show up, but you succeeded by stepping up to the plate, and so you won. Resistance is victory. And you illustrated how scared to death they are of peaceful people simply protesting the real power. And it shows it is the real power that if you're going to protest or going to burn somebody's shop, cops don't show up. But if you go to peacefully protest the real criminals, they do.
Absolutely. Thanks, Alex. That was a great introduction. Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting that the police, when I got there, I walked right up to them. I shook their hands. I introduced myself. I said, I'm the flash mob you guys are waiting for. And they laughed it off because they thought I was trying to get rid of them so that the real mob could show up. You know, they just were expecting some kind of violent mob. And I even said to them, I said, you know, this is a fortress here. How could you, why would you even be worried about it? I said, all this police response to a Facebook post is just, it's silly.
Well, you notice that building was built, what, in the 20s? It is a fortress, and all their buildings have moats around them or giant walls. The one in Dallas has parapets around it. I mean, they've been getting ready for what they've set up for a long time. That's why they're armored fortresses.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I think that the big issue here for me, being a New Yorker, obviously the Fed and the Federal Reserve System is a big issue for the whole country, but the fact that they're using the NYPD, you know, they have their own Federal Reserve police, but now they're using the NYPD. And it's funny that either a lieutenant or a captain had said to me, some people, they want to get their money's worth. So I'm curious who exactly he meant by that. Was that the Federal Reserve looking to get their money's worth? Was that the federal government, who we know gives grants to the NYPD to implement their policies? The NYPD has hired RAND Corporation to develop policies for them. So I'm curious exactly who he meant. I mean, I guess it's all the same in the end.
Well, we know crime has exploded in New York and other areas, and I see reports all the time about women raped, mugged in broad daylight in even nice areas. The police won't come. You know, the police should be in Central Park dealing with crime, but you notice they're always there getting in the face of peaceful political demonstrations. And this really illustrates these are the owners of America, and that's why they were there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really disgraceful. And, you know, the Daily News reported yesterday that, I don't know if you saw this yet, that the NYPD has unveiled its social networking task force, where they're going to be monitoring social networking as well. So here we have, I was able to break this story about a month early before the police admitted it, that they're actually, and we know that this is under federal directive.
Well, absolutely. I did see the report, but really what's happening here, illustrated by Twitter, refusing to shut down accounts that were saying, let's meet and burn this down, let's meet and rob these people. Clearly criminal activity. The police have a direct line to the IP address, where to go arrest them, doing nothing. The police say, oh, we stood down, but for 4 days, but will you shut these people down? Twitter says no. So David Cameron comes out today and says, we want a total kill switch now over Twitter, just like Egypt used. And so now they'll selectively do it. When it's their political mob that Al Gore called for in Arab Spring, they'll be left alone. But when it's us using it peacefully, we'll be shut down.
Yeah, absolutely. And what does this do? This really has a chilling effect on free speech and freedom of assembly. You know, there might be people that will see these types of things, and that's why I really wanted to illustrate in my video that if you just go and you form a rapport with the police and you kind of just show them that you're not a threat, you're no physical threat, you're just there to educate people, then that will counteract what the system is trying to do. Because I don't want people to be intimidated by the fact that, they're doing this and then not show up to a protest.
Well, that's right. They're trying to sell the idea that protesting is burning, looting, and killing, and that's why they stood down in London, stood down in Seattle when their hired thugs got the party started. I want to come back and talk to you about picking today, tomorrow, whenever's good for you. I'm ready to try to help you. Let's get 500 to 1,000 people down there for a real event. Let's pick this tomorrow afternoon if you want. When we come back, we'll also play a clip.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls and a ton of key news coming up in the next 30 minutes after this short segment. Then we're going to get into, well, the discussion of talk radio and communications and how to really get the word out on more AM and FM stations. We'll also discuss how the media has changed with Michael Zwirling, who is an independent radio station operator out in California. Now, if you want to watch the video in its entirety, it's in the U.S. News section of InfoWars.com. Police surround New York Federal Reserve after In the Fed flash mob Facebook protest. And Danny Panzilla is our guest right now. And I had the idea. I said, how about we have a demonstration? And I said, when is a good time, Danny? And he said, well, 4 o'clock when Wall Street lets out. And you can really talk to, you know, the traders. And boy, that's a pun intended. You can talk to the Federal Reserve low-level minions coming out of the private cancer that is the seat of evil here in the United States, the Bank of England arm known as the New York Fed. So we're going to have a spontaneous demonstration. And again, this won't save the world, but resistance to tyranny will. And then you'll shoot YouTube videos, you'll post them, hundreds of thousands will see it, then they'll get the idea to protest their Fed in their area instead of going and protesting the puppet Obama, which then everybody just ignores. It's these types of events that actually get attention. So everybody, 4 to 6 tomorrow. Try to get there at 4, but if you can't, 5, 6 o'clock. 4 to 6, New York Federal Reserve. Let's play a clip of Danny going up and the entire building being surrounded by police guarding their banker owners from the evil people that would criticize the foreign criminals. Here it is.
The Fed surrounded? You guys usually have the Fed surrounded?
No, we just here for today.
I don't know why.
Something special going on.
Something special going on. I'll work uptown.
Surrounded.
I don't know why.
Well, this cop says flash mob.
What's going on today? You guys got the Fed surrounded. That's not normal.
Just a drill.
Okay.
Just a drill. Cop said just a drill. No, there's going to be a flash mob today, but they never showed up. And then here's his little Facebook posting. And by little, I'm not belittling it. I'm saying that's how big things start. Like Luke Radowski literally had almost no support, no followers, came on this show. He was oppressed by the police, threatened. People witnessed it. So they went and supported him. And now hundreds of groups worldwide educating folks. And I hope that's what comes out of this, going down there with his young son. Danny Panzilla, thank you so much for what you've done. Folks can watch the full video again at Truth Squad TV or at InfoWars.com. But I hope to see at least 200, 300 people spontaneously join you down there tomorrow at 4. Any final comments?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to mention the compartmentalization that you could see with the cops. As I approached each one and they had different ranks, one guy had no idea why he was there. The other guy thought it was a drill. And then finally, the lieutenant was the one who actually knew, you know, what was going on. So you could just see how they use the compartmentalization to keep the police going forward with an agenda that's clearly unconstitutional.
Well, they certainly do. And it's that very Federal Reserve that's the consortium for the mega banks that are destroying those officers' future and the value of their dollar. I mean, there are the criminals, and there's a great example of compartmentalization with the police there in mass protecting their kings. Earlier in the video, if we can back it up and find the spot and just show the image for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, radio listeners can go watch it on the websites, Truth Squad TV and InfoWars.com. But if you watch the video, what, about every 5 feet there's a cop stationed all the way around the building?
Yeah, they were all around all four blocks. It's not in the video, but I walked all four blocks around the Fed, and they were surrounding the whole building.
Yeah, in some areas of the video, it looks like every 5 feet. In other areas, about every 15. But just incredible. How many police total? Hundreds?
I would say there were probably about 40 spanning the whole four blocks.
Four blocks surrounding. Well, you know they'll be out there tomorrow, and I can hear your child in the background. Is it a boy or girl?
It's a boy. That's Xander.
Well, hopefully he's going to have a future because his daddy will dare go point out the emperor has no clothes. And thank you so much for what you're doing. I hope folks will join you tomorrow. Tell folks the street address if they don't know where it is.
It's 33 Liberty Street down in the Wall Street area. And Alex, if I could just real quick, I'd like to plug. I'm hosting Liberty Fest New York City on September 10th, and it's lfnyc.com. We're having Richard Gage, Gary Franchi, Peter Schiff, a whole bunch of guests. I sent you an invitation. You know, I know you said you weren't going to be able to make it to New York. You're welcome. Jesse Ventura might be coming. So we just hope everybody.
Well, let me call Jesse today. I'm supposed to call him anyways, and we'll see about that. But we're going to watch what happens tomorrow. Everybody get out there and join Danny. We'll be right back with the news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I've got a giant stack of the latest financial news, riot news, police state news that we're going to get to. But in the spirit of taking more of your calls, because I love hearing from you, we're going to go to John, Michael, Andrew, and many others here in a moment, take a couple of rounds of calls, and then get back into the news. Also, I want to remind listeners that we have an online video / apparel store at InfoWars.com with the best videos, books, the best information, the best T-shirts, ball caps, high-quality water bottles that massively reduce the toxins and poisons in the water, stainless steel with the filter unit made in America. We've got so many items at InfoWars.com, and it is your support of this broadcast that has made it possible. It is your ongoing support of this operation that has allowed us to have this platform. So we couldn't do it without you. Plus, when you get books, videos, you get well-produced, powerful info to raise your awareness. You also can then pass it on to others, make copies of my films, air them on Access Television, get them out to people, the ball caps. You'll definitely meet other info warriors, the T-shirts. People will ask, what does InfoWars mean? Or you'll meet other listeners of the show, and your purchase funds this operation. So please remember InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com, and the secure online video bookstore apparel shop. Again, InfoWars.com. Please don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, where we have, there's just so much at PrisonPlanet.tv. What am I going to say about it? Every subject in the world at PrisonPlanet.tv, every issue has been covered in 8 years. And all my films, other films have been authorized to post, my book, Paul Watson's book, the special nightly news reports that go out live and that are archived there, soon the nightly news report starting September 1st, it's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And next week, ahead of the new TV show, we're going to launch PrisonPlanet.tv/rants. It isn't up yet. You'll see it soon. And PrisonPlanet.tv/news. And these are whole new updated pages where you'll have the nightly news reports, you'll have the special reports, you'll have rants where I upload rants or do live rants or live reports from my home, from on the road, when I'm on vacation. All the stuff you've been seeing at YouTube, you're going to see it at PrisonPlanet.tv. So we're just adding more and more and more, and it is your memberships at PrisonPlanet.tv that make this radio show possible, and I want to thank all of you for supporting us. Also, it's been very stressful getting ready for the new TV show, and we've almost got it basically boiled down and programmed, as they say, for the nightly show. The crew has been staying, I'd say, 2-3 nights a week until 10 or later. We're all very tired, and we're really dedicating ourselves to this because we realize how serious the times are we live in, and that it's just going to get crazier from here on out, as I've been warning you. That said, I have gotten very tired, and I need to take off 3 or 4 days before I launch the TV show so I can really be crisp for it. Also, after years and years of broadcasting and screaming and going to rallies, my voice is tired. I've never experienced where my voice itself, it's hard to speak sometimes. And I hope people will bear with me on that. I cannot go to rallies anymore where you're not allowed to have a bullhorn and scream for 2-3 hours at the top of my lungs, or I'll lose my voice. I've never gone to a speech coach. I've never gone to a speech therapist. I've never had my larynx checked. I know I've screamed so loud before that I've coughed up blood and lacerated my larynx, and so I've got to stop. And I am extremely tired right now. I feel completely drained. I'm not complaining. It's just that I'm going to run a rebroadcast Sunday, and I'm going to try to just sleep and exercise and read and try to reset because I've got to rest a little before what's coming. The problem is every subject, every news item, I want to cover it. Every issue has hundreds of angles to it. I want to try to relay my analysis or impart my information. And I do realize that I've got to pace myself because it's not the rabbit that wins the race, it's the tortoise. And we've done incredible things together, but folks can look at me and tell I'm tired. I am drained. But I've taken week-long vacations before, maybe once a year, and I really do come back refreshed. And I've got to take one. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I may. The problem is so much is happening. And then if there's news going on, I don't end up resting. And I'm calling into my own show and working and sending my reporters news and information. They all need vacations as well. We've tried to hire new people. We've tried to find quality people, and then that's a huge hassle, as you know, than training people. I'm not complaining. It's just going to the next level. We know it's our responsibility. And when I go to your calls, please don't thank me and don't say, oh, Alex, you know, take time off. I just tend to sometimes talk off the top of my head and really just tell you what I'm believing and what I'm thinking. Again, at 5 o'clock today, I'm going to have unlimited energy. It's like weird. Once I get burnt out, I have explosions of energy and then can't stop working. And then I have no energy. And it's like instead of just a good, even keeled, continual energy that I've always had until the last year or so. And I'll take vitamins, I'll take minerals, and suddenly I'll have energy, and then I'll forget to take the shakes, I'll forget to take the minerals, like I've done for the last 2 weeks, and then I'll get exhausted. So that's an issue there as well. But we really are bashing our brains out around here and working our fingers to the bone to fight the globalist. And you can see the result of it. Thanks to all of you spreading the word about the broadcast and just the incredible job you've done. And I'm so thankful to all of our AM and FM affiliates. I'm so thankful to all of our sponsors. I'm so thankful to my great crew and the work that they're doing. We couldn't do any of this, without you. And I think of how exhausting it is to really be informed and really be well researched. And then because of the research, I know that we're going to look back on this time, as I said a year ago. I said a year from now, you'll look back on all the crazy stuff happening, and this will seem tame. And we'll look back a year from now on August 11th, 2011, and we will think it was a cakewalk, a tea party, a walk in the park. And I just, if people would just wake up to the globalists, this nightmare could be turned around. And I have faith people are going to wake up. The problem is the social engineers know you're waking up and know you've woken up, so they put a very serious control grid in place to try to block us. And if anybody questions that and doesn't know history, just watch the dramas and sitcoms. It is laced with anti-freedom messages. It is laced with demonization of people that are awake. And my heart shudders, not in fear, but with disgust at what we're going to have to go through. And I think that's another reason that I have such a weight on me now, is that decade ago, I hated the globalists and it was a warm fire. And the last 10 years, I do what I do for love. And just the darkness and the endless energy and the enjoyment of evil that the globalists exhibit disgust me. And it's almost like a curse to know the mind of the globalist. And to just wish that people could wake up, spend time, and discover that I'm not lying to you. Discover that, in fact, it's worse than I can even tell you. Everyone should have a fire in their belly, a burning, driving, animating desire to resist thugs, bullies, and scum of every permutation. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I do need to thank these sponsors as well that also make the broadcast possible. Backyard food production. When crisis hits and food is scarce, you want to have the tools to protect the ones you love. Marjorie Wildcraft is a nationally recognized expert in backyard food production. She offers an affordable video tutorial that is the fastest way to learn how to grow an abundance of food with limited space. It really is excellent. Take the first step in getting off the grid today. Go to backyardfoodproduction.com. This video will supply you with a step-by-step reference that could save your life. Go to backyardfoodproduction.com and learn the essential tools needed to be in charge of your food production. Go buy the video today at backyardfoodproduction.com or see the banner at Infowars.com. That's backyardfoodproduction.com. And lastly, eFoodsDirect.com is running their 30th anniversary special. Save 30% on the Freedom Unit one-year food supply. Here's your chance to save $536.70 off their already low price for the one-year supply of the best storable foods on the planet. This price is even lower for the same volume of food than it was when they started back in 1981. This offer ends soon, so act now. Quantities are limited. Be prepared before you need it. Act now. I shouldn't have to tell you any horrible food, folks. Come on. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Okay, that said, let's go ahead and go to your calls. John in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Alex, thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, first I got to thank my wife, Letty, for turning me on to the show. She found your show about 7 or 8 months ago, and we've been listening ever since. Really awesome. Secondly, I want to speak about a story that hits close to home, and that's the Rossum raw food raid. I wanted to see if you would address the other side of the story and just all the backstory. There's a whole other side of the story that hasn't been addressed by Mike Adams or yourself, and I was really
hoping. Well, the point is they're raiding dairies, too. I mean, you can go to Whole Foods website, type in Whole Foods raw milk cheese, and they'll on their fact sheet, they go, of course it's legal. Most of our cheese is raw milk cheese. And all it means is non-pasteurized. It means it's real cheese. And they went after them for watermelons. They went after them for papayas. And it's just a public store of a private group. They have them here in Austin where you own part of a cow or a whole cow at a farm. And it's mainly highly educated folks that are doing it. And I wish I had the time and energy to truly be healthy. I know all this information, but don't actually practice it all. I'm trying to get to the point of where I do that. But enlighten me, John. What is it that we're not covering?
Well, the fact that according to the newest court documents, they've got thousands of dollars worth of meat and eggs that were bought from commercial non-organic sources, and they're repackaging it and selling it as organic. And the story's been going on for a while. I've been following it for about 10 months or so because I was looking in to get some organic meat for my family.
John, send me information who you are so I can look that up, because Mike Adams warned me about some stuff that the feds are up to. And I kind of heard it in the tone of your voice from the beginning. Do they deserve to have their money confiscated, their watermelons confiscated? No, hold on just a minute. I'm done with you. Send me who you are, and then maybe we'll have you on with your full name and who you are and your whole background and proof. I want you to send me some proof of that, because the feds in their affidavits are alleging they were selling raw milk and raw cheese and watermelons and things, and it was a private co-op. And so I mean, I remember on so many cases whenever people are being persecuted or arrested that there'll be this narrative put out they were really bad and deserved it. And I don't see any proof of that. And Mike Adams warned me off air about this, and I trust Mike, and I saw some of the information. So thanks a lot, John. Yeah, do folks deserve a $130,000 bond for selling tomatoes? Let me guess. I bet that woman up in Michigan growing tomatoes facing 93 days in jail when there was no law, maybe she was doing something bad. Maybe the lady who got arrested for trying to speak at city council, maybe she deserved it. Maybe the mayor deserved it to be fired by the police chief. I mean, this just goes on and on and on. So I want to not just have an anonymous call on something like that. I want your proof. Send it to showtips@infowars.com. I want photographs. I want documentation. I want proof. We know that raid happened. We know they're raiding Amish all over the country. We know they're raiding people selling pecans on the side of the road. We know they're trying to pass Codex Alimentarius and a total shutdown of people selling peaches. And the feds always have got some cockamamie story they put out. Yeah. Yeah. Bunch of, you just hear it in the voice reading off that piece of paper. I could just hear it in their voices before I knew it was coming. Let's talk to Michael in Illinois. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I share your sentiments exactly regarding the food. So I'm here in Chicago.
Yeah, why don't they raid the big grocery stores that add water to the meat they sell people, or that won't label GMO? or the stores or these vaccine companies saying you know that in handouts that the vaccines don't hurt you when their own insert says it'll cause massive brain damage in many cases. You know, again, you don't see the feds going after all the admitted stuff, and then there's these little creepy disinfo stories, you know, being put out about, well, you know, they were packaging stuff wrong there at the co-op. Who knows? At a co-op, somebody might have been bringing meat in that wasn't 100%. That's how Big Agra always attacks organic farms and stuff. They go, well, some of these might not really be organic. Some of these might actually, you know, that's how they, so, in fact, Monsanto said a decade ago that was their plan. Infect everything so that you can't even be sure anymore. Isn't it incredible how they do that? You know, we're all safe now, folks. They confiscated the watermelons. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So here in Chicago, Police State Chicago, of course, I'm in the process of pursuing a FOID case. As you know, firearms are a heck of a thing here in Chicago in light of all the flash mobs. So I was in the course of doing the research, I came across the State of Illinois 89th General Assembly Senate hearing, and Senator Hendon. And I'm going to quickly read you the quote.
Stay there. For those that don't know, in Illinois, the police, on average, will not go after the gangbangers and people. Those are their loved pets, because Chicago itself is publicly mafia-run, even worse than New York. We'll come back to you on this. But they will SWAT team raid generally 88-year-old, 90-year-old World War II vets who've had a heart attack and haven't upgraded their gun registration card. They make a big show out of getting the law-abiding citizens' guns.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he sees. And if things don't change things, he will.
Okay, Michael, sorry to cut you off at the break. Get back into the mafia that runs Illinois. Coming after your guns, you're going over the FOID registration card where they have to authorize you as a slave. You pay the tax to the mafia controllers to maybe have a gun. That is, if you live outside Chicago. Please continue.
Absolutely. So in the course of pursuing this FOID case, I came across the 89th General Assembly. It was May 4th, 1995. And you had a Senator Hendon, who lives in one of the refer districts, and he was lobbying, for, concealed carry. I came across some astounding information just related to gun shipments. So if I could read this very quickly, he basically says, if you hadn't had the stick-up man put a gun to your head, and then when you call the police say, we can't be everywhere. We can't be everywhere. What are you going to do? All we're trying to do is give the law-abiding citizens of this state a fighting chance. A fighting chance, that's it. Let me tell you or let you in on a little story, and I'll be through. They had a government shipment, federal government, coming through Chicago, west side of Chicago. The trains just happened to break down in the back of Rockwell, and they're referring to Rockwell Gardens, which is a housing project. Now, Senator Duches might know about this. The train just happened to break down behind a public housing building. The vice lords just happened to know which trains to go to get the AK-47s and hand grenades. They just happened to know. If you believe that, I want to sell you the old state capitol building over there. Somebody told them because the crooks are going to get the guns, and the crooks are in every level of government as well as out there on the street. So it goes on, but this is actually in the congressional.
All right. I want to stop you because, as I've said, for 100 years, the feds have been arming the criminals to knock out their competition. Every vice is mega bank run. They're the real mafia. Only reason we know about organized crime was because the Italians got too uppity with the WASP and Jewish mob and had to be slapped down in the 50s. And, of course, before that, the head of the FBI said no organized crime existed. Just like they say the government isn't involved in terror today. We have Fast and Furious. Caught shipping the guns into Mexico, drugs back, El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune, shipping guns, as I said, in Illinois, Miami, now the ATF, FBI, DEA, all involved. And yes, I've talked to people that work for railroads, and they say that there was always inside jobs. Even in Dallas and places, they would order the train to stop, they would look the other way, and then criminals would rob it, including arms shipments. The police were involved as well. And I've talked to folks, again, who worked on the major railroad going in and out of Dallas. That's where I grew up. And I had some family that worked on the railroad. I'll just leave it at that. In fact, I had family basically had to get out of it because they got threatened because they weren't going to be part of it. But yes, mafia runs everything. The government runs everything. The government is mafia. I want to put you on hold. This is big news because we can say in 95, state legislature, legislature record, government shipped guns to gangs or something like that. I need Kurt Nimmo or Paul Watson or Steve Watson or Aaron to do an article on that and tie it into Fast and Furious. I'm going to put you on hold and give you an email, but tell us the date and the congressional record and where everybody can find that.
Absolutely. So if you search for the state of Illinois, 89th General Assembly, the Senate, May 4th, 1995, and this last piece is the 43rd legislative day. So you really have to get refined with your search. So State of Illinois, 89th General Assembly, May 5th, 1995, the 43rd legislative day, and it's Senator Hendon.
Senator Hendon. Now listen, you can find the actual subpage. I want to put you on hold. I want you to email me the subpage of that right now, and we will print that off and read that on air. Thank you so much. Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.